in that one. East boys 6-5 coming into the game tonight. They're coming off a win over Merrill. The Warriors coming in off a loss to Everest. They are 3-10 on the season so far. We take a look at the Wisconsin Valley Conference boys basketball stats. Stevens Point holds down the top spot, followed by Marshfield. Then it's Wisconsin Rapids, D.C. Everest, Merrill, East. East and Merrill are tied now at, actually, East is 2-4, and Merrill is also 2-4. Wausau West still looking for that first Wisconsin Valley Conference win. And as we talked with Nate Lemons about in our pregame comments, the Warriors struggling with the shot. They are last in the conference in shooting percentage, 39.2%. They are also last in rebounding, as they are averaging just 18 rebounds a game so far this season. Taylor Penn has kept them in it here tonight, though. 14 points in the first half. He's averaging 17 this season, 17 a game. But the Lumberjacks were able to put together a huge second quarter as they scored 23 points in that second quarter and lead it 34-23. Also, the state poll came out this week, and Brookfield Central moved into the top spot in the Division I Boys State High School basketball poll. That's after they beat Germantown and ended Germantown's school state record 69-game winning streak last week. Brookfield Central is 13-0. Germantown dropped to second in the new poll at 14-1. Nina fell from second to third. Milwaukee King is at number four. The Division II poll also has a new leader. Mount Horeb moved up to first place. Seymour second, followed by Ashwaubenon and Rice Lake. The Wausau East Lumberjack boys will play in the Division II tournament this year. And so we'll shake that down as we get closer to tournament time. But they're playing a number of teams in the tournament. But one game they're not going to get back because of a cancellation of the Antigo game. Paul Dimka really wanted to play the Red Robins to get the coaches to see those two teams on the floor together. Antigo's putting together a pretty good record, but they don't play the level of competition that the Lumberjacks do during the regular season, so it'll be interesting at the seeding meeting to see what happens. If Antigo's record is better than the Lumberjacks, who will get seeded higher? And they will not get a chance to square off, as those games that were scheduled to be played last week here at the East Gym, both girls and boys against Antigo, will not be made up at any point this season. They just couldn't find a date to get it done. All right, both teams huddling around their coaches, and we're just about set to start the second half here with the Lumberjacks leading 34-23 and shooting pretty well. They are 10 of 28, 6 of 15 for West, but only 15 shot attempts to 28 for the Lumberjacks. In that second half, they really decided to get the ball inside to Dylan Hamlin. He had 6 points in the quarter after going 0 for 3, taking some tough shots and bad shots in the first half. He got the ball where he could handle it underneath, and he'll start out here in the second half, starting five back out there. So Taylor, Hamlin, and Widmark are all on the floor with two fouls. And Wausau West has their starting five back out there as well. Bednarski, Penn, Weber, Nickel, and Drykozin. And West will have the basketball to begin the second half. Carson Weber with it. Right wing, this is Drykozin. Weber to Bednarski way outside. Now it's Penn with it. He's got Taylor on him. East is coming out man-to-man here to start the second half. And now a traveling violation as Nickel turns it over, shuffles the feet, and East will get the basketball on the turnover. Dimka to Rutkowski. Rutkowski will bring it ahead. Rutkowski on the dribble, gives it to Widmark. He's going to launch a three. That misses badly. Taylor, though, grabs the rebound, goes off the glass, up and in. Bryce Taylor got the offensive rebound on the floor of the Widmark miss, and it's 36-23. Warriors back the other way, down low to Bednarski. He feeds it over to Weber, who shoots in and out, no good. The rebound grabbed, though, and kept alive by Nickel. Three ball top of the key. That's off for Drykozin, and East with the rebound. Back the other way they come. Lumberjacks down low to Widmark. He spins on the baseline, puts it up, no. And the rebound to Bednarski. A little too far under the basket for Widmark that time. West back the other way. Penn goes baseline. Hangs in the air. Hamlin made him change the shot. And Widmark takes down the rebound of the miss. East back the other way. Rutkowski ahead to Dimka. Catch and shoot three in rhythm. He rattles it in. Tanner Dimka for three. 39-23 Lumberjacks. Warriors into the front court. Drykozin gets it over to Nickel. Nickel to Bednarski. to Penn. Penn makes a move, drives in, pull-up jumper in the lane. Left it short, no good. Hamlin with the rebound. East quickly ahead. Taylor running the floor, spins around, and it's going to be an offensive foul. Taylor tried to slide around Kyle Nickel, who stood there and took the charge. And it will be the third foul on Bryce Taylor, an offensive foul. And Pate's going to get an early call here in the second half to come in for Taylor. Taylor probably should have kicked that ball back out because West was back on defense. There really wasn't anywhere for Taylor to go there. He tried to slide around the edge of Nickel, but Nickel might have put a little emphasis into the fall, but it probably was an offensive foul there, and West has the basketball. Dreikosen gives it off to Nickel. To Taylor, Penn, open, long three, top of the key, a little short, no good. Hamlin keeps the rebound alive. Oh, it looked like he stayed in bounds, but no, they're going to say he stepped down the end line, and West will keep it. Taylor Penn got an open look from out on top and missed it. Hamlin got the rebound, stepped out of bounds. West will inbound it. Still looking, they get it in. Kyle Nickel with it. Outside to Dreikosen. Jacob Tortson in the game. It's Nickel. He wants to drive on Hamlin. Leans in, no, but a foul, and that's going to be three on Dylan Hamlin. No, they're going to call the foul on Tanner Dimka. Reach and foul. That's a break for the Lumberjacks right there. Dimka gets his first instead of Hamlin getting his third. Nickel took that one right to the basket on Hamlin, and Tanner Dimka got the reach and foul. 5:49 to play in the third. Lumberjacks lead 39-23. Kyle Nickel shot an air ball free throw. Surprised that the East student crowd hasn't started chanting air ball yet. Can't they do that anymore? That used to be a given if somebody airballed one. Not a very big student crowd here for West tonight. I think a lot of them may be down in Point watching the hockey game. The Warriors taking on Spash in hockey tonight. A big matchup in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Nickel hits the second foul shot. It is 39-24. Trent Pate with it. Left wing for the Lumberjacks. Now it's Dimka and Rutkowski. They're looking to post up Hamlin. He comes out, gives Rutkowski a screen. Crossover. Feeds Widmark. They'll get a layup. And a foul. Nice penetration by Rutkowski. Nice screen by Hamlin. And they got it to Widmark, who finished and will get a free throw as well. 41-24 Lumberjacks. Taylor Penn with the foul. That's his first. Since an early struggle in the first quarter, the Lumberjacks have really been clicking offensively. Widmark gets the foul shot. He gets the three-point play. It's 42-24. Warriors into the front court. Double team comes. Ball was tipped into the back court. Now Dreikosen doubled again. Able to get rid of it. Bednarski skip pass cross court. They get it down in the corner to Penn. Skip pass over to Dreikosen, now down to Bednarski, shoots on the baseline, that's an air ball. The rebound, though, long rebound to West. Dreikosen drives and puts it off the glass, up and in. First basket of the third quarter here for the Warriors. No, that wasn't Bednarski, that was Dreikosen who got that one. Now we're going to get a whistle and a foul on West on the other end. Nickel will pick up his second foul. Non-shooting foul, and East will inbound it here. Substitution coming. It'll be Jake Kramer getting in the game for West. Dreikosen will take a seat. Dimka inbounds it to Pate. Pate gets a screen from Hamlin. Hangs in the air, shoots over pressure and missed it. That was a tough shot for Trenton Pate right there. He had a man right in his face. West back the other way. Catch and shoot three for Torch, and he nails it. Jacob Tortson for three, and East wants a timeout. 4:39 to play in the third. 42-29 Lumberjacks. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Mom can still rock the dance floor. Oh, my hip.
When those joints just can't swing it, make the right move by coming to Bone and Joint Walk-In Care, and you'll soon be doing your happy dance. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at the East Gym. Lumberjacks have it out of the timeout. Rutkowski will bring it ahead. Out to Widmark between the circles. Gives it off to Tanner Dimka. Dimka looking inside to Hamlin, and Dimka traveled with the basketball. He wanted to get it into Hamlin, and he was covered, and he raised up both feet. I've got just five turnovers on the Lumberjacks tonight. They're protecting the ball pretty well. Hamlin's going to take a seat. Sean Wilson comes into the game for the Lumberjacks. West has it. They're on a little bit of a run here. Tordson. Now they get it to Bednarski in the corner. Now back out on top. Taylor Penn with it. They swing it. Baseline Tordson. Ball knocked away by Pate, but Penn gets it back. Pull-up jumper in the lane. Left that short. Pate comes away with the rebound. Penn is 0 for 4 here in the third quarter after having 14 points in the first half. Widmark between the circles to Dimka. They loft it over the top to Wilson. Catches, shoots, misses off the glass. Too hard. And West with the rebound. Back the other way come the Warriors. Drive down the lane by Tordson. Feeds a cutter, and they're going to say Widmark kicked that ball. He grabbed it on the bad pass, but they're going to say it was a kicked ball, and the Warriors will have it. Eric Daniels is going to come into the game. Rutkowski is going to take a breather. West will inbound it. After the bad pass, Widmark got a foot on it, so they called it a kicked ball. West inbounds it. Penn catches, open for three, rims out, no good. And the rebound knocked out of bounds. It will be East basketball. So Taylor Penn, after scorching the Lumberjacks in the first half, is 0 for 5 here in the third quarter. And East will have the basketball. Trent Pate takes a seat. Bryce Taylor back in the game. He's playing with three fouls. Taylor with it. Widmark between the circles. Daniel had the ball knocked away for a moment. Now threw it away. That's going to be an over and back. No, West runs down the loose ball. They feed a cutter knocked out of bounds by Taylor. West will have it. Another turnover on the Lumberjacks. East has done a really good job of keeping the guys who got into early foul trouble from getting much deeper. Taylor's got three. Hamlin and Widmark picked up two right away early in the game. They still have two. West will inbound it. Penn is open for three off the inbounds play. Nobody came out to play him, and he buries the three. That just cannot happen. How can you lose track of really the only offensive weapon the Warriors have? Wide open three, and Penn knocked it down. 42-32. Lumberjacks with it. Taylor gets bumped, gets it to Widmark. Widmark spins in the lane, needs to do something with it, gives it off to Logan Bailey, who's in the game. Now Widmark outside the arc to Bryce Taylor. East a little disjointed during this possession. Dimka to Bailey, down low to Widmark. Widmark spins in the lane, puts it up with the right hand up and in. Nice move by Bryce Widmark, and he finishes over the rim with the right hand. 44-32. Lumberjacks needed that to stem a little bit of a West comeback. They lead it by 12. Warriors with it. Jacob Tordson, left wing to Kyle Nickel, wants to go baseline. And the shot blocked by Wilson, but the outside official calls a foul. The inside guy didn't. The outside official calls the foul. And that's the third foul on Sean Wilson, and it will mean shots here for Kyle Nickel. He'll shoot a pair. Dylan Hamlin's going to check back in the game for Wilson. And Wilson's pleading his case with the underneath official saying, why didn't you call that? You were closer to the play. Nickel's first foul shot. He airballed another one. That's two airball free throws for Kyle Nickel tonight. He'll get another. .226 to play here, third quarter. Lumberjacks lead it by a dozen. Second foul shot. He left that one short as well. The long rebound run down by the Warriors. They've got it again. Penn goes baseline. Feeds a cutter shot blocked by Hamlin. He rejects Yang. Back the other way comes East. Penn would have been better off just going up with that shot. He would have maybe drawn a foul on Hamlin. Instead, he made the pass to Yang, and then Hamlin rejected it. Down low to Widmark. Spins, gets free off the glass, up and in. Nice touch by Bryce Widmark. He struggled with that shot early in the season, but it's getting better as the year goes along. His touch is really coming alive. They kick it back outside. Penn once again had the baseline, didn't take it. Now it's Yang. Skip pass, cross court towards the pen. Launches a three from the corner. Rims out, no good. Hamlin with the rebound. Dimka into the front court to Hamlin. Off to Logan Bailey. Bailey to Bryce Taylor. Bryce Taylor walked with the basketball. Turned it over. Seven turnovers on the Lumberjacks. And it gives West the ball back with a minute 32 to play. And it will be Jake Kramer who will bring it ahead into the front court to Tortson. Now Kramer gets it back. Gives it off to Taylor. Penn. Tortson down to Yang in the corner. Now the ball knocked away by Taylor, but West gets it back. Near travel right there. They let it go as he slid the pivot foot. Shot put up. That's no good by Nickel. And then an over-the-back call on Andy Yang, I believe, for the foul. And East will have it. Second foul on Yang, and East will have it. Eric Daniels going to check into the game, give Tanner Dimka a breather. And Isaac Butke comes in the game for Yang. A minute 7 to play in the third, 46-32 Lumberjacks. Daniel looking to get it in, throws it away, and a traveling violation. Kramer got the steal, but then traveled. So turnovers gives the ball back to the Lumberjacks here. Taylor looks to inbound. They get it into Widmark as West was pressuring full court. Now Taylor gets it back. He's going to bring it ahead into the front court. Taylor picks up his dribble. Needs some help. Gives it to Widmark. To Logan Bailey. Over the top to Hamlin. We're going to get a pushing foul underneath on the Warriors. Non-shooting foul. That'll go against Kyle Nickel, and that'll be his third. 51.6 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Don't forget, still to come tonight, it's going to be Everest boys basketball against Stevens Point. Widmark catches the inbound pass. Now it's Eric Daniel. He drives the lane and puts up a shot. No, they wipe out the foul before the shot on the Warriors. And that's going to be on Isaac Butke. That's his first. East will inbound it. 15 foul on the Warriors. East has three. Taylor inbounds it outside to Daniel. Daniel gives it to Bryce Taylor. Taylor hangs in the air. Tough shot. No. Rebound grab by the Warriors. Taylor forced that one. Here comes West back the other way. Penn on the dribble. Now he turns, shoots a three, and hits it. The defense fell off him for some reason, and Taylor Penn hits a three. And it's 46-35. West trying to claw their way back into this thing. Now a foul in the front court, and that's going to go against Butke again. 16 foul. So the next one's going to send East to the free throw line. All of a sudden, West is hanging around. East had a chance to put this game out of reach, and they didn't do it. And with a couple of three balls from Taylor Penn here in the third quarter, after he missed his first four shots of the quarter, West is only down by 11. Widmark catches in the corner, lofts it over the top to Hamlin. Catches, goes up with the right hand. Nobody's fouled, and we'll go to the line. And if that's on Nickel, that's four. Now it's going to be on, it is going to be on Nickel. That's his fourth foul. So let's see what Coach Nate Lemons decides to do with Kyle Nickel here. Looks like he's going to keep him out there. Hamlin at the line to shoot a pair. First one's on the way. Rattles around and off. No good. Lumberjack basketball, East-West basketball tonight, brought to you in part by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, one of our great sponsors. Because the world needs more great teams, get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Andy Yang is going to check in Kyle Nickel now. So Hamlin's second foul shot will be coming up here. That one banks in way too hard, but he got the bank in free throw. And it's 47-35. Lumberjacks put together a huge second quarter. Not so much here in the third, although they've done enough to build the lead a little bit. Here's a runner in the lane. No good. Hamlin grabs the rebound. Throws it the length of the court. That's no good. And the quarter comes to an end. So at the end of three quarters, the Lumberjacks lead it here 7-35. Back in a moment. You're listening to East-West Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
This is WRIG, Schofield, Wausau, and translator station W230BU, 93.9 FM, Wausau.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at the East Gym. Lumberjacks have the basketball to begin the fourth quarter. Widmark with it. Trent Pate back in the game for East. Pate looks for a cutter. Not there. Gives it to Widmark. He wants to drive in, and he'll throw it up. No, but a foul before the shot. But Widmark's going to go to the line and shoot the bonus here. Jacob Tortson picks up foul number four. And Widmark's at the line to shoot a one-and-one here. First one's on the way, and it's up and in. Widmark had no points in the first half. He's got eight here in the second. Second foul shot coming for Widmark. Back bracket, no good. West with the rebound. Warriors quickly into the front court. Drive by Penn on the baseline. Shot blocked by Hammond, but they're going to say he got him with the body. He blocked it with the hand. It's going to be the third foul on Dylan Hamlin. He's gone a long time before he picked up that third foul. He got his first two very early in this game. So it will be two shots coming here for Taylor Penn. First one's on the way, up and in. It seems like Penn could get to the basket anytime he wants on the baseline, and yet he sometimes gets rid of the ball instead of trying to finish. He gets them both. And now full court pressure by the Warriors. Rutkowski's going to bring it ahead. He's double-teamed, gets it ahead to Dimkin in the front court. Now to Pate. Pate's going to drive. Feed Hamlin on the baseline. Hangs in the air. Yes, and a foul. Nice feed from Pate to Hamlin. And he had some nice footwork. Got the glass. Got the hoop. Got the foul. Hamlin's got 9 points on the night. Andy Yang picks up the foul. That's his third. And Dylan Hamlin will try to convert the three-point play here. Too hard, no good. And the rebound grab by the Warriors. West into the front court. Jake Kramer with it. Andy Yang, right wing. Now it's Penn off the screen. Gives it off. Isaac Butke with it. Yang. Kramer. Fortson. Out to Butke. Good defense by the Lumberjacks. They're playing a little man-to-man here. Shot in the paint put up by Yang, and now all of a sudden Dylan Hamlin's in foul trouble. Hamlin's going to pick up his fourth. And Sean Wilson will check back into the game for Hamlin with 7:02 to play here in the fourth quarter. Andy Yang at the line to shoot a pair here. First one's on the way. Back bracket, no good.
Into the game.
Wilson will come in for Hamlin. And coming in for West, Carson Weber will come in for Butke. And a second foul shot coming for Andy Yang. Left that short. Widmark pulls away the rebound. He missed them both. Now it's Rutkowski. He wants to push into the front court to Pate. Now it's Widmark. They give it to Dimka. Dimka feeds Rutkowski, who got free off a screen from Pate. Now Dimka, double team, reach and foul, going to be called on the Warriors, and Tanner Dimka will head to the free throw line. That foul's going to be called on Taylor Penn, that's his second. And Dimka will be at the line to shoot a one and one here. Actually, 10th team foul, so two foul shots coming for Tanner Dimka. He's got 6 points on the night, a couple of three-pointers. And a foul shot is up and in. 51-37, Lumberjacks widening their lead. East will have a tough matchup on Friday night. They travel to Stevens Point to take on the Spash Panthers. Second foul shot is up and in. Dimka got one of two. Or Dimka got them both, excuse me. 52-37. West will get it down to Bednarski on the baseline. He threw it away. Turnover on the Warriors. Widmark with the steal. Dimka, front court to Widmark. Now gives it to Rutkowski. Down low to Wilson. Wilson. Back to Rutkowski. Pull-up jumper at the free throw line. No good. Widmark, the rebound, goes right back up with the left hand. He missed it. And West with the rebound. Warriors back the other way into the front court. Taylor Penn shoots. Left that one a little bit short. Pates, guys, for the rebound that time. Dimka gets it ahead to Rutkowski into the front court. Rutkowski still on the dribble. Goes baseline. Kicks it out. Dimka's open for three. Back bracket, no good. Long rebound, chased down by Wilson. He saves it to Widmark. Rutkowski, paint in the corner for three. Yes! And a foul! Trenton Pate gets a three ball and a foul, and he'll have a chance for a four-point play. Basket is good, and the foul is going to be called on Mason Bednarski. Actually, that was off the ball. So the three-pointer is good, and now Tanner Dimka will go to the line and shoot the double bonus here on the foul on Bednarski after the shot. .550 to play, 55-37. Lumberjacks widening their lead. First foul shot for Dimka, up and in. Noah Drykosin comes back in for the Warriors. Joe Utek in the game for West as well. Lumberjack basketball, East-West basketball tonight, brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Second foul shot up and in for Tanner Dimka. He's 4 for 4 from the line here in the fourth quarter. Now the ball thrown and knocked away by Dimka out of bounds. West will keep it. Lumberjacks have been playing better basketball of late. Baseline drive not there for Warriors. They feed Penn. He goes up over Wilson, up and in. Wilson didn't want to get another foul, and so Penn shoots it up and in for the hoop. He's having a big offensive night, as he usually does. Dimka in the front court with it, hands it off to Trent Pate. Pate wants to drive, hangs in the air, high off the glass, up and in. Trent Pate. We talked about that during the pregame show with Coach Dimka. Trenton Pate can create his own shot. Not every high school player can do that, but Pate can get to the basket. There's a step-back three for the Warriors. That's short by Tordson. Wilson kept the rebound alive. Warriors, Drykosin, no but a foul, and he will go to the line. If they get Wilson. No, they got Dimka. Wilson thought it was on him. Instead, it's on Dimka. And Noah Drykosin at the line to shoot two here with 5:03 to play. First one's up and in. 59-40. Bryce Taylor, J.P. Lacey, and Tim Nass will get into the game for the Lumberjacks. Widmark, Pate, and Rutkowski's night might be done here. As the Lumberjacks now lead by 19. Second foul shot coming for Nikosin. He got them both. 59-41. Full court pressure by the Warriors. Taylor's going to hurry it ahead into the front court. At the baseline for a moment. That's cut off. He's double teamed. Gets it to Dimka. Now Tim Nass. He's going to pull up, take a shot. Back bracket, no good. Rebound, Warriors. West back the other way. Nikosin with it. Penn out on top. Lacey's trying to guard him. He does. He gives it off to Tordson. Back to Drykosin, now right wing. They feed Penn. He wanted to go baseline. That's cut off by Wilson. Ball loose. Wilson on the floor. Can't get there. West goes baseline. Shot blocked by Taylor. Oh, did he sky for that one? The rebound, though, is put up and in by Penn, and he draws a foul. So the Warriors trying to stay alive here. 59-43 the score, 4:24 to play. Taylor Penn at the line. Free throw is up and in. Three-point play for Taylor Penn. Substitution for West. Jake Kramer comes into the game for Drykosen. This thing's not over yet. I wouldn't put this in the win column yet. Tim Dimka needs to get the ball in bounds, and he does to Tim Nass. He's double-teamed and a reach-in foul. And Nass will go to the line and shoot two in the double bonus here. Foul is going to be called on Taylor Penn. That's his third. It might be a bit early for West to start fouling here. 4:22 to play. They're down by 15. Tim Nass, first foul shot, rattles around and in. Tim Nass is in the scorebook tonight. Second foul shot coming for Nass. He got them both. 61-44 Lumberjacks. Warriors back the other way. They kick it left wing. Now back out on top. Jake Kramer in the corner. Penn for three. He got another one. Taylor Penn lighting it up tonight. Three-pointer from the corner. And timeout called by the Warriors with 4:07 left. This is not over. 61-47. Timeout on the floor. We'll be back after this. You're listening to East-West Basketball. Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
It's Practical Polly Radio. I've switched to cooking with healthier oils. So now what do I do with all these tubs of lard? Skinny jeans feeling too tight? A bit of lard on your hips and thighs and those pants slide on like a dream. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils, like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
We are Bucks.
Tom King back here at the East Gym. Two great individual performances here tonight for the Wausau West Warriors. Jasmine Sams in the girls' game at 29. Taylor Penn has 30 in this one for the Warriors, including 5 3-pointers. Got to get a hand in his face. How can he be open at any point? Dimka will look to inbound it, gets it into Bryce. Taylor goes right through his legs. West gets a steal. Warriors with it as we go under 4 minutes to play. They still have life. East in the zone here. They try to double the ball. Now they get it down on the baseline. Oh, they had Penn underneath the basket. Didn't get it to him. Now a travel out on top. Jake Kramer dragged the pivot foot, and the Warriors turn it over. 3:47 to play. 61-47 Lumberjacks. Tim Nass with it. Backcourt doubled. Gets it to Dimka. He got fouled. They didn't call it. Lacey feeds Wilson. He jams! Sean Wilson with a big smile on his face. He got the opportunity finally to lay one down, and he did. Sean Wilson with the dunk, and now he'll pick up a foul on the other end. But, boy, that smile's a mile wide. Lacey fed him on the right baseline, and Wilson went up for a dunk with the right hand. 63-47. He gets the foul on the other end, his fourth. And Taylor Penn at the line. The first free throw is up and in. .31 points for Penn. Make it 32. He got both free throws. And it's 63-49 Lumberjacks. Tim Nass in the backcourt. Dimka gets knocked down. Taylor to Dimka into the front court. They get it to Lacey. He goes up and gets fouled, and he'll go to the line. J.P. Lacey earns a couple of foul shots as the Lumberjacks break the pressure and get the two-on-one mismatch down at the other end. And J.P. Lacey, the sophomore, hits to the free throw line. He's got 4 points tonight. He'll get a chance to add to that. The first foul of the game on Joe Utek for the Warriors. Lacey's foul shot up and in. He is 5 out of 8 from the foul line tonight. Actually, 5 out of 7 from the foul line tonight. Second foul shot coming. 6 out of 8 for J.P. Lacy. Widmark's going to come back in the game for J.P. Lacy. So it's Widmark, Taylor, Dimka, Wilson, and Tim Nass on the floor for the Lumberjacks. West in the front court. Tortson throws it over the top of the zone. Now high post. That's Penn. Tortson, right wing to Carson Weber. They're barely getting it over Bryce Taylor's outstretched arms. There's a drive by Tortson in the lane. No, but a foul, and he'll go to the line. 2:59 to play in this one. And Jacob Tortson will shoot foul shots. East basketball brought to you in part tonight, East West basketball, by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud sponsor of Lumberjack sports and high school sports in the area. Tortson's foul shot, no good. He'll get another. Zhang Cheng will come off the East bench for Tanner Dimka. Dimka's night is done. He finishes with 10 points. Tortson makes the second foul shot. 65-50. Lumberjacks by 15. They break pressure again. Taylor tries to do an alley-oop for Wilson. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Warriors. East will have it. Or did they call a foul? No, it's just going to be knocked out of bounds, so East will inbound it here. Taylor gets it over the top to Widmark. Widmark gets a screen from Wilson instead out to Cheng. Cheng's going to drive. He got fouled. They're letting him play on now. Wilson between the circles, down low to Widmark, catches, feeds a cutter, that's Wilson, knocked away, Widmark gets it back. Zhang Cheng, out on top, ball knocked out, Taylor comes away with it. Taylor picks up his dribble now, needs some help, gives it to Tim Nass. East willing to spread the floor and force West to foul now, 2:23 to play. They loft it over the top to Wilson, he catches, double teamed, tries to throw it to Taylor, it goes out of bounds, East will turn it over. Pretty good night turnover-wise for the Lumberjacks. I've got them for 9. West, though, not so fortunate. 17? In that neighborhood. I can't read my scratchings on the score sheet here. 17, I think. Here's a 3-ball for the Warriors. That's no good. Taylor kept the rebound alive on the Tortson miss. Shot put up again. That time up and in by Carson Weber. And it's 65-52, but just a minute 55 to play in the game now. East with the basketball. Tim Nass over the top of pressure to Bryce Taylor. Taylor's going to drive, hang in the air, got tied up, jump ball call. And West will have it on the possession arrow. Adam Lennar gets the call from the East bench, so they have used everybody tonight. Nice night when everybody can get off the bench and play a little bit. Warriors into the front court. Taylor Penn gives it off to Tortson. Penn catches off a screen. Wanted to drive, now steps back and gives it off. Right wing now to Tortson. Looks for a cutter, that's Penn. He's doubled, splits the double team, puts it off the glass, up and in. Taylor Penn having a huge night tonight offensively. Timeout called by the Warriors. We'll keep it right here with a minute 21 to play. And remind you that East Basketball is brought to you in part by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Also, DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. It's DeVorney Orthodontics. You can call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Still to come tonight, the third game of our triple header. DC Everest and Stevens Point from the Everest Fieldhouse. Can the Evergreens knock Stevens Point from the ranks of the unbeaten in the Wisconsin Valley Conference tonight? Chris Conley will have the call of that when we are done here. Spash Panthers have only one loss this season. That's to Nina in non-conference play. Here, East is in control, 65-54 with a minute 21 to play. 11-point game. I mean, it's not inconceivable if East can't protect the basketball here that they run into some problems. Widmark still in the back court with it. Now they get it to Bryce Taylor. He gets it into the front court, and he is fouled, and he'll go to the line with a minute 13 to play. make your foul shots now, you win the game. Foul is called on Jake Kramer. That's his first. And Bryce Taylor will be at the line. Actually, they called Butkey for the foul. Taylor's first foul shot, back bracket, no good. Lumberjacks once again have missed a number of foul shots tonight. They are just not a good free throw shooting team. Second one on the way. That one he got. Rattled it in. Logan Bailey gets back in. Bryce Taylor's night is done. So Bailey, Tim Nass, Zhang Cheng, Adam Lennar, and Bryce Widmark on the floor now for the Lumberjacks with a minute 11 to play. Warriors into the front court. Tortson down the lane. Hangs in the air. Yes. Tortson right down the lane. Got the hoop. And now the ball goes off of Lennar's hands, and East turns it over. 54 seconds to play. 66-56. It's a 10-point game. Not inconceivable yet. East is going to put their starters back in. Shot put up. That's no good. Ball is loose. Cheng comes away with it, and he gets fouled. And now Paul Dibka will pull his starters back from the scorer's table. He was ready to put his starters back in the game, but Zhang Cheng got a defensive rebound right there on a miss. And Jake Kramer gets the foul, and Zhang Cheng will be at the line to shoot two here in the double bonus with 43 seconds to play. 10-point game. Lumberjacks were up by 17 at one point. Cheng misses the free throw. Coach Dimka's talking to himself over there. These missed free throws just kill you as a coach. Second one coming for Cheng, especially when you're trying to ice a game. Second one, he missed that one too. West with the rebound. This thing is not over yet. West into the front court. 35 seconds. Now the ball knocked away. Lennar on the floor, keeping it alive. Ball still loose. And a step back three for Penn. That's no good. Rebound grabbed by Nass. And the foul called on the Warriors. All right, now I'll say it's over. Butkey picks up the foul. And this time it will be Tim Nass at the line to shoot. It's a 10-point game with 26.3 seconds remaining. If Penn hits that three. But he missed it badly on a rush shot. And East misses another free throw. Tim Nass. I tell you what, if they didn't have a huge cushion in this game, the coaching staff would be getting apoplectic on the sideline with all these missed free throws. Trying to ice a game, and they can't hit a foul shot. Now they get one. He gets one of two. 67-56. West into the front court. Tortson, right wing to Penn, goes baseline. Nice move. Missed the shot, though. Got his own rebound. No, but a foul, and he'll go to the line. Taylor Penn with a nice baseline move. And he'll shoot two here with 13.6 seconds remaining. Tim Nass picks up the foul. And Penn trying to add to his huge offensive night at the line. It rattles around and in. I got to believe this is the highest scoring individual game by a player in the Valley this year. I don't have them all in front of me, but I can't imagine anybody has scored more than this. We'll tally him up at the end here. Widmark. Now the ball thrown away by Nass. West steals it, and Widmark with a foul with 6.7 seconds to play. 11th turnover on the Lumberjacks, and it puts West back at the line. Carson Weber for two shots in the double bonus here with 6.7 seconds remaining. 67-58 to score. Lumberjacks with the lead. And the first foul shot, no good. Second foul shot coming for Weber. That's up and in. He got one of two. East will inbound it, and West is still going to pressure the basketball. Cheng gets it to Nass. He's doubled, and the clock is going to run out. And that's how it will end. And the Lumberjacks with an impressive performance here tonight for the most part. They started slow, but they get the win here tonight by a score of 67 to 59. We'll take a timeout, come back and recap the scoring and get you set for the Everest point game. That's coming up next on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by feedthepig.org.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I paid more than the minimum each month, and soon enough, it was gone.
So you're just giving up?
Giving up on what?
The life of luxury. Egyptian cotton, caviar Thursdays, designer everything.
What are you talking about?
Our plan. What happened to winning the lottery and mastering the art of the perfect mimosa? Hosting galas, wearing enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacationing in the French Riviera, and then buying it.
I just thought maybe it was time to prepare for my future. You know, set some financial goals, make some smart investments, open a 401k.
Financial goals? Investments? A 401k? You are horrifying right now. Listen, if winning the lottery were easy, everyone would do it.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
All right. I know this isn't any fun to talk about, but we should. So, who's going to do what? Flashlights?
Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere to be found. Batteries?
Dead.
Great. Emergency supply kits?
Not packed.
No. What about blankets?
We have an old towel.
Good enough. Cell phones?
May not work.
Emergency water?
Not a drop.
And what about food?
Nope.
Perfect. We all know where we're meeting if we're separated, yeah?
The library!
Aunt Joan's house.
The bus stop.
Great. And I'll be waiting here wondering where you all are. Sounds like we don't have a plan. Who's up for mini golf?
Winging it is not an emergency plan. Make sure your kids know what to do during an emergency. Who to call, where to meet, what to pack. Visit ready.gov/kids for tips and information. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We are Fox Sports!
Tom King back here at the East Gym where it's a split decision tonight. The Wausau West Warrior girls get the win in the first game, and the boys get the win in the second, as they top West here by a score of 67-59. Lumberjacks started ice cold. They missed their first eight shots before they got on the board. The Warriors did not run off to a huge lead, and East was able to battle back in that first half. They closed the gap to a 12-9 deficit at the end of one quarter, but then went on a huge second quarter run. And at halftime, the Lumberjacks led 34-23. And we're able to build the lead up to 17 at one point before holding on with the reserves on the floor and winning 67-59. Scoring for the Warriors, 36 points tonight for Taylor Penn. 9 for Jacob Tortson, 5 for Carson Weber. Kyle Nickel had 3, Noah Drykozin had 4. West was 15 of 43 from the field, 18 of 30 from the foul line. There were a lot of fouls tonight. West shot 30 foul shots, East shot 31. And that recapped the scoring for the Warriors. They turned the ball over, though, 17 times. For the Lumberjacks, another balanced attack. Jaden Rutkowski and Tanner Dimka led the way with 10 apiece. Dimka hit a couple of threes, and Rutkowski hit a couple of threes in the first half. 10 points for each. 9 points for Bryce Taylor, and also 9 for Dylan Hamlin. 8 points for Bryce Widmark. 7 for Trent Pate. 6 for J.P. Lacey. 3 for Tim Nass, and Eric Daniel had a bucket for 2. And it doesn't get much more balanced than that. Lumberjacks 12 of 46 from the field, 19 of 31 from the foul line, and they turn the ball over 11 times. With the victory here tonight, the Lumberjacks go to 7-5 on the season. They're next in action Friday night at Stevens Point, and we'll be on the air live with that one. And with the loss, the West boys drop to 3-11 on the season, still looking for that first victory in the Wisconsin Valley Conference for the West boys. That's going to wrap things up from here. Don't forget, East Hockey against West coming up on Thursday night, the annual Kuhlman Cup game from Marathon Park. We'll have that game live for you Thursday night. Coming up now, though, it's DC Everest boys basketball. They take on Stevens Point in Wisconsin Valley play. Chris Conley will have the call shortly. Thanks to Spencer, our engineer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again. And from the East Gym tonight, the West girls win 61-44. The East boys win 67-59. This is Tom King, and you've been listening to East-West Basketball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Been listening to Wausau East Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. East Basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, Covantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Cloverbelt Credit Union, Coons Hearing Center, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, The Hearing House, and Young's Pharmacy. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communication.